Hello, hello, and welcome to the Inspiring South Africans Tribe from Heather de Wits in Hout Bay, Cape Town, South Africa, where I profile individuals and organizations in and out of South Africa who are all doing it with purpose and are focused on serving the people and all living things on the planet. And I'm welcoming here again one of the existing ISA Tribe members, a life skills and business coach, mentor, and soon to be the first Psych K instructor in Africa. Welcome, Alma Rivera.
Hello, Heather, and how are everybody else?
Right, so let's go back. What's been happening since we had our last podcast, Alma?
I think the last time we spoke, I'd just come back from America where I became a Psyche facilitator. And already then, I had my mind set on becoming an instructor. So, as part of becoming an instructor, which is quite a big process, I had to organize two basic workshops in South Africa and then also an advanced basic workshop. So there were a lot of criteria attached to that, and we finally had those three workshops in October last year, and we trained 35 more Psyche facilitators, which
What?
is very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd love you to share some of the experiences that you had at these trainings and workshops.
You know, the first workshop was in Johannesburg for the basic training, and there we had 21 people. Some of those people were sponsored because Karen Mackay from Psyche really bought into my whole vision of assisting people who would want to go and work into, in the communities, in the disadvantaged communities. So we had about four or five people that she sponsored actually as part of the group, which is amazing to know that people are going back and working with disadvantaged people. We also had a basic workshop here in Cape Town, and there we also sponsored about five people. Funnily enough, these people were more elderly people. These wanted to go more, to the elderly people that they would be working with. So, because I've also noticed, that it's not just the young people, it's the old people who also are so stuck in the way they believe things and the way they handle their lives. So, that's also been quite amazing to be part of that and to see how these old ladies, I think the oldest lady on the course was 82. She flew in from Syria, or Cyprus. Yeah, from. I can't remember,
I think it
somewhere.
was Cyprus, as I
It was
recall.
Cyprus. Yeah, and it was just amazing to watch her going through the processes, and she did the basic and the advanced. So, yeah, really, really inspiring people that I've met. And it's also made me feel less lonely, because initially I was like a lone voice in South Africa. And all of a sudden, we've just organized a retreat here at my house in De Kelders. And people just came together and we all practiced over the Saturday and the Sunday. And it was just so nice to be able to share these techniques with people and learn more from each other.
Absolutely. Now going forward, I know one of your goals is to launch Psych K into all communities, including business. How do you, and I know you've got your whole model planned. So how do you propose doing that?
Okay, first of all, I had to fulfill all the criteria to become an instructor. So I cannot go and do any of my dreams or fulfill any of my
Yes.
dreams if I'm not an instructor. So I'm leaving at the end of March to be away for a month in America to become the first Psyche instructor in Africa. And that will give me a key, literally. So that I can then step in and start doing workshops wherever people want me to do workshops. We've got a wonderful, sort of setup where if people want to organize the workshops for me, they get the people and they then get a certain percentage of the takings. And so, we really try and involve everybody, and I will go wherever people want me to go. We are going to be targeting not just the disadvantaged communities. We really need some guidance, I think, and rethinking about how we conduct ourselves in business. And we are looking to go in quite quite large into the business community, and then also to assist the entrepreneurial community, because I truly believe that is where our money lies. That is where the salvation of South Africa lies.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
So what we're going to do is, what I'm planning to do is sort of a two-tiered situation where we get to go into business and larger business, and then at the same time find sponsorships where we can then sponsor the smaller grassroots entrepreneurs to come onto these courses. And they then become facilitators who then can work with the small entrepreneurs in their communities. So we hope to change the way people think and feel and do on a subconscious level, because we must remember that our lives are governed by our subconscious. And we don't know it. We think we're in control. But our controlling conscious mind only works at 5%. So our subconscious mind unconsciously rules whatever we do. And that is the part of us that we access with Psyche within literally one session.
Now that's absolutely profound. And as you know, I'm a great fan of this, of all of this. Because it's you know, the possibilities with this in shifting the consciousness of the people wherever they are is it's very exciting. I think it's very exciting, and it's sorely needed in Africa, you know.
Yeah, and talking about Africa, I've already got three people, one person from Nigeria, two from Zambia, who are already starting to organize workshops there. So we're not just looking at South Africa. I'm also looking at the rest of Africa. Actually, being a Psyche instructor, nothing stops me. There are no borders, because Psyche works from a premise that there's enough for everybody. So I can literally go and do workshops anywhere else in the world, wherever people want me to go, which is fantastic. You know, it's a great license to move and to connect and help change our world.
Wow, that's amazing. That you're able to do that, you know, with this qualification. That's very, very exciting, I think. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we always talked about how, you know, Psyche per se could profoundly affect the economy and, of course, the mindset of a country in a positive way. With the present state of the nation, status quo in South Africa, would you like to just kind of build on that a bit?
Yeah, you know, I think what we as a nation begin to understand is that it's almost like it's in this insidious, the negativity that we experience is almost like an insidious illness, you know, and that is how energy works. That people's thoughts and people's actions and, you know, all of that stuff affects every single other person. Now, the wonderful thing about a whole brain state, which is what Psyche does, it actually balances both hemispheres of the brain so that we then can more easily access the subconscious and then reprogram negative thoughts and beliefs, basically. So when you're in a whole brain state, what is quite amazing is that it actually calms down the other minds around you without you having to do anything.
Wow.
So
well,
Yeah,
now, you know, I know how powerful this is, and we're actually running out of time now, but I think you put it absolutely beautifully there, very easy to understand.
Yeah.
For, you know, for anybody. Yeah. So, yeah, I think you know, the future of Psyche, I think it's going to be, you know, really, really big in Africa. And so I think you know exactly where you're going with this, and you're absolutely the right person to drive this forward.
Yeah.
So I'm wishing you well in America
thank
and all that. And thank you so much for your